It's reasonable. Okay. Holding the pay Aleph on Aleph. So the mission, we just learned the mission on Pei and Beis. The mission says, which the Pashtus means that you could be do Erev Chatzeres and Shituf and every type of food besides Mayim Melach. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua says you can only use bread, and he says you can only use a whole loaf. That's what the Mishnah says. We had a very similar mission, in fact, almost the exact same thing. In the third parak, so we said that already. Now over there, we're talking about Eir of Tchumen when it says called Ma'arvin, right? There was the Eir of Tchumen parak. So that's what's talking about over there. But we learned it already. I'm a rabbi. We repeat it over here. Lafukim with Rabbi Yeshua from the end of the Mishnah, because the Rabbi Yeshua is chaylik over here. The Amar Kikar in midachin aloy. He said only bread. Kamash Malan, Bakol. So that's what the Mishnah is telling you. Bakol chutz me this to tell you that you can use anything. Eisve Abaye. So Abaye asked the Kash on Rabba. Bakol Ma'arve. He has a Brisa. The Brisa uses similar loshon to our Mishnah, and Lechay doesn't mean that in the Brisa. Why? The Brisa says like this. Bakol Ma'arvin. Eruv Chatzeres. You can use anything. Bakol Meshtatvin Shuv Mavus. Okay, you could use anything. V'lo amur la'arv b'pas, and they said to use pas ela b'chotzer b'vad, and they said you must use pas in a chotzer, right? Which is a very funny reading of the Brayse. The Brayse says use anything, but for uv chatzeres, and he says you can only use pas. So something more like this: man shamas lay damar pas in midachid iloy. Who's the one who says only pas and nothing else? Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who said that. In our Mishnah, the Tani Bakol, and yet it says Bakol. So you see, the word Bakol does not necessarily mean any type of food and not bread. I'm saying, in addition to bread, right? It doesn't mean that, because it says Bakol, and yet only it means bread. So the word Bakol does not necessarily mean you can use any type of food. So the question remains: what is the Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah telling you Bakol Ma'arvin? Again, we're trying to say now like Rabbi Yeshua, but not that part of Rabbi Yeshua that says bread and no other food. Rather, trying to come a fuker Rabbi Yeshua that says the ama shlema in prusaloi kamash ran bakol. Rabbi Yeshua says you can only use a loaf of bread, which is a whole loaf, and not a slice. So on that, the Mishnah says bakol me'arvin u'mishtatvin. Right. So bakol again. So now according to this reading of the Gemara, which is not the simple reading of the Mishnah. According to this reading of the Gemara, the Mishnah reads like this: Bakol me'arvin mishtatvin chutz mi'amayim v'amelach. You can use anything for uv chatzeres, meaning any type of bread, whether it's a slice of bread or it's a whole loaf. You can use bakol anything. Not only bread, but even if it's a slice, and mishtatvin, you can use any food. For shitufim avos, you can use any food besides mayim v'amelach. That's the way you'd read the Mishnah according to this Gemara. And the way we should explain, it's not that we're forced to read the Mishnah this way, it's just that we have no reason to make such a wide machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says only a loaf and only a whole loaf, and Rabbi Yeshua, would say a loaf and only a whole loaf, and the Tanakh says any type of food. We can minimize the machlokes by saying he holds only bread, even a slice, and he holds only bread, only a loaf. That's the way to minimize the machlokes between the two. So that's how you're going to read the Mishnah. Why can't you take use a prusa? What's wrong with using a slice of bread? I'm Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul. I'm a Rebbe Mishum Eva. Because you don't want to cause a fight. You don't want to cause resentment in the neighborhood. Right? Because the Ruvah Chatzeres is something you do, the whole neighborhood does together. So he's going to bring a whole loaf and he's going to bring a slice. And it's going to cause resentment. So that's right. So that's why they said everybody should use a whole loaf. This way, nobody has hakpedis on anyone else. And again, they're showing you if you ask, why would you do from avos? Why is that not going to be the same from avos? You can use any type of food. Why is that not going to cause resentment? Okay, they're showing you to speak about it. Why it's not the case. I'm the Rav Achabed Rav Rav Ashi Irvu Kulon Beprusas Mau. Let's say they all use prusas. So then everybody's happy. Right? No one is going to have resentment because you use a slice and I use a slice, and everybody's happy. Amar lei, no. Maybe it's going to right? That's a one-time thing, or that's a temporary situation where they all use a slice. But it might come a point where one person will bring a whole loaf, and then it's going to be a problem.
How does the Gemara deal with the fact that they said that one could bring a slice that is very large, and one could be a whole loaf that is very small?
Right, right.
So, like, it seems like that.
That would also
still be a bone of contention. Like, I brought a slice; it's this big.
Right.
A whole loaf.
You can make a big sandwich out of it.
Yeah.
Again, I guess the Chazal just hishvim me to say, and they just said like everybody, you bring the same idea, and you're even feed this. You're right. One person could bring a nice loaf of, you know, of expensive challah, and then one person could bring a cheap, something. You know,
it would be better if they said bring a certain shear of bread.
Right, but there is a minimum shear, but there's no maximum shear. You know, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that kind of chazal to bring something. And again, listen, if you want to fight, you can always find somebody else to fight about. So it's. okay, I'm Rabbi Yechonan ben Shaul. Another halacha when it comes to what kind of bread you're going to use. Nitla hemena kedei chalasa v'chedei dimua me'arvin loyba. So even though Chazal said you can have to use a whole loaf, if this loaf was taken away from, a piece was taken away from it to take off challah, right? So there's a chunk missing, but the chunk is there to take off challah, or kedei dimua, or let's say this piece fell into truma. Right, so truma fell into it, rather. So now truma is not bottle, only bemea. So it wasn't bottle. So you have to take off. You have to take off truma now. So again, a chunk is missing from this piece in order to masaken it. That it should be. It shouldn't be osur, either as chala or as dimua.
Truma fell into it, and the whole thing is shot.
Well, you have to take off.
Truma, but you don't
right,
truma.
Right, but you could. You
the whole
could take
thing is history because you don't know which is that piece of truma.
Well, how you masaken dimua? That's really the question. You masaken dimua by taking off 100. That's what Chazal said. Chazal said it's a. I believe it's the Mishnah that truma say that if you have a mixture of truma that you have to take off 100th.
Fell into something.
No, it's vada truma. Yes, vada truma.
Fell into something. If it's less than 100,
you can't do anything about it.
I thought so.
Okay, I can't tell you offhand. I can't tell you offhand. What do you say? Okay, there you go. How'd you miss that? Okay, yeah, you're misacking it. I mean, I hear you have a question. I think you have a question. Maybe it's has to do with Bilo or something. I hear your question. How you might take off the truma itself. That's what you're asking, right? You don't know which one's. Okay, but you're able to misacking it. So if that piece is missing, then it's okay, even though it's not whole. That's what Rabbi Yechon said. For Gemara Vatanya, we learn the Brisa. Kedei dimua me'arvin loyba. Kedei chalasa ein me'arvin loyba. If it's missing, right now there's a different shear here. Kedei dimua is 100th. Kedei chalasa. So the Gemara right now thinks it's 124th. Right? So if it's missing a small amount, kedei dimua, you could do it. If it's missing a big 124th of it, which is a bigger chunk, then you can't do it. Kash on Rabbi Yechon ben Shaul. And for the Gemara lo kasho, it's not shvir. Ha b'chalas nachtoim, ha b'chalas balabais. It depends what kind of challah, why you take off challah, what shear, what amount are you taking off to take off challah. There's different shear, Chazal said. I mean, Midrash said there is no shear, but I mean, there's a different shear. If it's chalas balabais, you take 124th. If it's chalas nachtoim, a baker, take 148th. That's a smaller amount. So 124th is no good. That's too big of a piece. 148th is kosher. Is a small piece. That's good. The Tanan says, like we learned in the Mishnah challah, shear challah echad me'esim v'arba. That's 124th. That's when Ha'isa Isla Atzmi. That's when he makes his own bread. The Isla Mishnah B'nai. He was making for Chas, the first son. So it's a personal, for his personal use. Also, Echad Vesem Abba. Nachtaim. About a baker, Sha'isa Limka Bashuk, that he's selling it. The Chena Isha, even not a baker, a professional. Isha, Sha'isa Limka Bashuk. But she's also doing it to sell in the market. Echad Marbaim Vishmoina. So that, and if you take off that amount, that's good enough. Abba Frizda. Another halacha comes to whole loaves. Tafra Bekesam Ma'arvin Loiba. If you have two, if someone cut your challah in half, and you use like a toothpick to put the two pieces together, That's also fine. And like the Shem explains, the whole thing is because of Eva, because it come out to a fight. Well, if it looks whole, then it looks whole. Fact, the Gemara Vatanya ain't ma'ar v'lo ba. I will learn the brayso, so you're not allowed to use a toothpick to put the two pieces together to make a whole loaf. And if the Gemara lo kasha, ha dia tifra, ha dilo dia tifra. This, when it's good, it's like, well, you can't tell the toothpick's there. If you can't tell, then it's fine. But if you could tell it's there, I mean, you see it's two halves, but it's not put together nicely, then it's no good. Okay, I'm Rav Zera Mishmul. Me'arvin bepas oiriz or bepas doichan. You're allowed to use a loaf of rice bread. Pas doichan, I'm asking, I don't know how to translate doichan exactly. It's some sort of a
millet.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, it happens to be a machlokes to show him what it is and brachos. But I think that the minhag oiriz to make mezonos on oiriz, and I guess millet to make adama. So I guess that would be a. Okay, millet. So you use that type of pass and a pass of rice, even though the brach on it is not is not hamotzi. In fact, I think it's shahakol. I think it's shahakol. Now I'm thinking about it, but don't count on me for that. What? I think so. I think it's shahakol. I think it's shahakol. I'm not sure. So don't. Next time you have one, don't. Okay, that's what Gemara says. Gemara says you can use that for Erev Chatzirs. Amar Ukva ledidi mefashli minei Mar Shmuel. I heard differently from Mar Shmuel. But pas is ma'arvin, pas doichad in ma'arvin, meaning rice is more choshev. So that you could use for Erev Chatzirs, but millet you can't use. Okay, that's what we heard. Amar Fchia Bar Abin, Amar Rav, Me'arvin Bepas Adoshim. You can use a pas that's made of a flour made of lentils. I guess you can make pas of that too. So you can use that too. Fek Demar Eini, is that right? The Hahi. There was once a pas like that, made of lentil flour. Davai Bishnei Demar Shmuel, that he had. The Shad Lekalbe, and he had nothing to do with it, so he gave it to his dog to eat. V'lo achlo, and even his dog wouldn't eat it, right? So that's not a good sign, right? So how can you use it for Eva Chaseris, right? You're going to use cause Eva if you use that, right? That's how your dog wouldn't even eat. So this is what, no, I heed the shar meaning havya. That was not a bread that was made of solely of flour of lentils. That was a bread that was made of a mixture of all flours, which apparently was not a good recipe to mix in all these type of flours, and that's why that's also bad. The chsiv, like you see such a thing in the pasuk in Yechezkel, v'ata kach lecha. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yechezkel that to make a very bad loaf of bread now. Not sure what the point was over there, but that's all, you know, he was trying to make, you know, show him something. Take all these type of flowers. Yeah, I can't trace all of it right now, fan, but that's all these type of wheat and barley and all those things, and make a whole bread out of it and make it really bad. Make it real bad. So that was going on over there, but not bread that was made solely of flour made of lentils. That's one teretz. A papa amar, different teretz. Ahi, that bread of Shmuel, of Mar Shmuel that he threw to his dog and his dog wouldn't eat it. Sluya b'tzayas ha'adam havi. It was made. It was baked from the wood. It was made of tzayas adam. That's what was used to make it. That's what was no good. The chsiv, another pasuk, meaning that same bread of Yechezkel, was not only made of all these things. It was also baked like that with that type of wood. Vehi beglalei. Seyas ha'adam to ugena. I'm not sure how to read that exactly, but it was baked to ugena because it was uga, which means a cake. It was caked. It was made. It was baked with that type of wood. Le'enehim. Right? It was baked in front of them with seyas adam used as the wood to bake it in. So that was no good. But again, pas of adoshim is good, and you can use it for uvechatzirs. In fact, Gemara, my ve'uga se'oyim te'achelna. What does it mean? The pasuk over there, it says, Gemara just goes off now in a little digression. All right, you just told me the bread was made of all sorts of flour, different types of flour. So what are you telling me? Ve'uga se'oyim te'achelna? The cake was made out of barley. It was made of all sorts of flour, all types. Amavchizda l'shiurim. That's what it meant. That's what it means. It means you should eat it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yechezkel, you should eat l'shiurim. You should eat it like portion control. Eat it a small amount at a time. That's what he meant to tell him. Not that it was made of barley. You should eat it l'shiurim. If Papa Amar no means something else, Arivasa Kareva Se'orim. You should make the bowl, the shape of the bread, which is takes on the shape of the bowl that you made the dough in. It should be like a Se'orim, which is not a nice shape, not a nice loaf, nice round proportional loaf. It's made like a messy loaf. V'lo Kareva Schitim. Don't use like a Kareva Schitim, which is a nicer loaf to make with Schitim. That's that. If I remember correctly, just one ha'ar in this Gemara. I think you enjoy this ha'ar that there's a halacha by esrog coming from left field a little bit. By esrog has to be whole. You can't use a chas or esrog. So let's say a pitum falls off. You have problems. What happens? You connect the pitum with a toothpick and you put it back on. So machlekes the paiskim. Someone to bring a raya from this Gemara. Just same way you can make the pass whole using a toothpick. So too you can make the pitum, the esrog whole, using a toothpick. And that, you know, if someone ever bites off your pitum, you know, like the stories say, like the stories go, take a toothpick. I mean, I think we pass it out like that, but that's what I think that. So look in the back of the Gemara here. And again, just look at it. But I think that place to bring from this Gemara, just like you put a pass together with a toothpick, you put an esrog together with a toothpick. Lecha Mishra, yes. Lecha Mishra, I think you take a kud. Lecha Mishra, you take a kud. Right. Right, that's a good point. That's a good. I should have got the Esrog. I should have got the Lecha Mishra. It's a little more within what we're talking about. Right, that's true. Now, the obvious chilik is that here we're talking about the Rabbanim, Shum Eva, you know, so it's a toothpick could work by an Esrog, which is Chosus, a Din Daraisa. It has the Chosus, a Din Daraisa by Esrog. Mechatesi, you should take that from this Gemara to an Esrog. But that's they speak about over here. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. Okay, this Mishnah is a little tricky. We'll try to make it through. Zok the Mishnah. Noisen Adam ma'a lechenvani v'lanachtayim k'dei she'iske lo erv. Divra b'liezer. V'cham aymim lo zoch lo ma'isim. So here we're dealing with Kinyan Kesef, right? So basically, what there's a person over here who wants to be mishtatef in the erv, which is a regular thing to do. So there's a baker, and the baker is going to be the person who's supplying the bread for the Erev Chatzeres of here, or the wine, or some other food for the Shtufim Avos. And that's what he's going to do. And he's going to, and this person is buying his share, which is not a problem, except for the fact that Kenny Kesef does not work on Metaltalin. So his money was not Kenny. Right? I mean, what this person wants to do is, he's not, if I would tell him, the Gemara says, we're going to get to the Gemara. The Gemara says, if I tell the Chanvani, be mezaket for me, I want to be part of the Erev, be mezaket for me, so that's fine. And I'll pay you for it, right? There's no problem. He has to pay for it, for the bread. That's the right thing to do, right? But that shouldn't be the Kenyan that he's using in order to be zeiche in this bread or this wine, because Kesef's not kainin.
Wouldn't the second person have mezaket for
him? Right, that's fine. Yes, yes indeed, right, that's fine. So if he says, listen, you do my ear for me, and here's a dollar, that's fine. Because then he's going to have someone else be mezaket for him, and the kainin is going to come about, aliday, that zikui, and the money is the money, because I say it's his bread, he has to pay for him. That's a separate issue. But that's not what happened over here. What happened over here was, the way he wants to be kainin of this ear is that they're using money. He says, here's a dollar, and now the erev is mine. Now the bread is mine, and that's my erev. Now that's bad, because money is not kaina. Kesef is not kaina, and that's the machlokes of here. So Belezer says, it works, which Gemara is going to talk about why. Chum say, no, lezach lemaisav. Kesef does not work to be kaina. So it didn't work. Umaydim bishar, chachamar maydim bishar kol ha'adam, shuzach lemaisav. Right, but Chachamar made that if that's only if you want to a baker, but if you want to someone else, a regular person on the street, your friend, your neighbor, and you tell him, listen, here's a dollar, go to the Chanvani and get me bread for the Erev. So that's fine, because you're not buying the bread off of him. He's not a baker. It's not his business. He's in real estate, right? But you just give him a dollar for his services. You say, listen, you have to take a day off to go to Chanvani to get bread for me. Fine, here's a dollar for that service. Now, how is he going to get the bread for him? He's going to zeich it for him. So that's fine, right? Because that Kenyan, the Kenyan is coming about al yedei as zchiyah, which is the way it's supposed to be, right? It's, again, it's all tricky. It just depends how the kinyan takes place. If the money's being used for the kinyan, it's no good. If a schia, meaning you could pick it up or whatever it is, it's going to be used for the kinyan, then it's fine. It's not the question between a baker and not a baker. It's the question is how the kinyan is going to take place. What are you using to make the kinyan? Which Gemara is going to speak out more. Right. That's lav daf. So what are you reading? Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay, right. So therefore, what? Right. So even if he's going to be right, so Taisa speaks out that it's even if that's what the baker does, the baker goes and is mezaket for him, it still doesn't work because that's not
for your time.
So if that's true, that's fine. But we're assuming Chazal said, let's talk about what this guy wants. This guy wants a good point. That's you have to speak this out. This guy wants his money to be kaina. And that's it. That's what he wants. Now the baker, maybe he's a bigger Talmud Chacham, and he says, let me be mezaket for him. But that's not what the guy wants. That's not how he wanted things to take to transpire. He wanted his money to be kainah. That's what he wanted. He says because that's what we're assuming his das is because he's going to a baker and a baker sells bread. So when I give money to a baker that says, give me a piece of bread, please, that means that I want my money to be kainah. Now the baker may not do that. The baker may say, listen, thanks for the money, and I'll be mezaket for you. But that it's not congruent with what the person wanted to happen. And that's the mission of Fir Zeis. She'ein ma'avin al shemidaitun. Right? Even if he ends up doing it, that's not what he wanted to do. Right? His das was to be kind of the bread with money. So even though the baker circumvented that and he did it the right way, it didn't work because that's not what he wanted. Right? And Echanami, if that's what he, like I said, if that's what he says, be mezaket for me, that's fine. That is what he wanted. And the payment is just for the bread, you know, just the pain for his loss. Okay, Amar Yehuda, b'medvar memurim, now Rabbi comes and has the whole mapecha. When do we have to consider his das? That's only by Ruvit Chumin, because what are you doing? You're telling him your shvis is not going to be here, your shvis is going to be over here. So you have to ask permission for that. You can't just do that without him knowing about it. It doesn't make a difference. He doesn't have to know about it because he obviously wants it. Why would he not want to be part of this chatzah? He's not going to end up being able to carry the fish. Without his knowledge, but you're not allowed to be chav shlo b'fonav. You're not allowed to do something that's connected his riches. So chachamim the whole way through, which we're going to see, the Gemara held not like that. They held that a person may be makbar on his bread. Who says he wants to give a loaf of bread? Right? Maybe he doesn't want to give it up. Rabbi says, no, it's a zchiyah for him to be part of the Erev, so we assume it's a zchus for him, and he could do it without his das. Okay. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Hello, Moshach. How can he say that the kinyan of the money works? He didn't do Mashiach. Right? A kinyan kesser does not work. Okay, that's going to be a long Gemara now to get to the point here. Rabbi Baravo, Asar Rabbi Lazar considered this. He made this Kedalat Prokim Bashana. He made it like the four times in the year, and the Gemara is going to end up saying the four times in the year the Kesef Kinyan Kesef does work, which is an exception. Again, the fact that Kesef does not work is Exeras Chazal, like the Gemara is going to say. And Chazal made an exception four times a year. So Rabbi Lazar made it like that four times a year. So let's read inside now and see what's going on. The Tanan, we're in the Mishnah. Bedalat prokem elu, in the following four times, mashchitim es atabach bal karchoy. Afilu shosha ve'elef dina ve'en lokech le'dina echad. Okay, now what is going on here? When you have a butcher, and the butcher, when he has enough people buying meat, he shechts a big animal, and then they didn't have freezers back then, so he shechts an animal, and he gives everybody the meat that they ordered. Now let's say a person comes in a race time in the middle of the year and gives them a dollar, and gives them $20 for meat. He's not going to shecht for him. He's not going to lose his whole behemoth just for one customer. So let's say he said, listen, thanks for $20. Next time I'll accumulate enough people, I'll shecht for you. But four times we force him to shecht. We force him to shecht. Lefichach, therefore, in mace lokeach. Therefore, if the now if the so he gives him the money for the meat, and then the animal dies. So who? What's with the $20? What happens to the $20? Meisel Kech, the Kech loses the money because he was crying there already. Okay, the Gemara, again, I'm saying it too quickly. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Fig Gemara, Meisel Kech. Why is it his animal? Halo Moshech. He never did a mashiach on it. He only did a kinyan kesef. And for the Gemara, Amarvuna b'shem Moshech. We're talking. We did do a mashiach. We're talking. Not only did he give the money, but he did a mashiach. Fig the Gemara. If that's so, aim a sefer. Look at the sefer of the Mishnah. B'shayim is Hashana ain't a kain. If it's a different time of the year, then it's not true. He does not lose the money. Right? If the animal dies, the meicher has to give the money back. You just told me he was meishach. So why does that happen? Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, no. Le'oilam b'shaloi moshach. Really, we're talking where he did not do meshicha. We're talking where the meicher was mezaka the animal without the lekech's knowledge, without the buyer's knowledge. He was mezaka the animal through someone else. But so now, what's the difference between those four times and the rest of the year? Bedalet prakim elu, these four times of the year. This chusulai, to have meat is a schus, meaning we assume that he wants it. Zachla shlo b'fanav. So then the schia works, and then if he dies, he lost his money because it's his animal that died. It's his portion that died. B'shayim es hashana the chayvulai. Who says that he wants them? He's so desperate for meat that he wants to be zeichin already. He doesn't have to have meat. Ein chayvulai elo b'fanav. So there. We say the schos did not work. It's a choiv. So we made it. The animal is never his, and if it dies, so the meicher lost it. Okay, so that's one mahalach of the Mishnah. Rav Eila Amar Rabbi Yochanan, bedalet prokem elu heemidu chachamim divrei mal divrei Torah. There's four times of the year. Again, I didn't speak out the four times. It's Erev Yom Kip, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, I believe it is. Right? Those four times, right? A person needs meat. A person is going to eat for Yom Tov. Right? So, no, not for Shavuos. Four times. No, that would be 50, be more than that. No, just four times. Just for Yom Tov. There's no bus on Shavuos. So he says, those four times, Chacham said, we want to make sure this Kenyan works, because we want to force the Meicher to Shecht, and therefore we say the money worked, the Kenyan Kesef worked, even though it usually does not. Here, Chacham said it works. The Amar B'Yechanan, because B'Yechanan says, Dvar Torah Mos Kainis, you should know, Midar Raisa, Kenyan Kesef works on Metaltalin. If a person pays money for Metaltalin, it works. Why they say the kesef should not work? Rather, meshicha is going to be kainah by metaltalin. Maybe they're going to say, maybe the meicher is going to say, the metaltalin you bought got burnt. Meaning what? If I buy metaltalin for you and I give you kesef for it, and then I'm going to say I'm going to pick it up later. So that if something happens in the meicher's house, and let's say the fire starts, he's going to save his own metaltalin, but he's not going to save your metaltalin because you paid for it already and it's yours. Why should he bother with your stuff? Right? So Chazal said, let's make a gzera that the kinyan did not work. And it's really still the money. If it gets burnt, so he has to give money back. Oh, so if that happens, then he's going to be tarech to save the chitim, right? So read again. So the whole gzera, the whole reason why kesef does not go metatlin is gzera derabonim. There are four times a year the covered yomtiv. Chazal said we want the Kenyan kesef to work. Even though it doesn't work normally, that's only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon wanted to work four times a year. In the case of the butcher, they wanted it to work. Says Rabbi Eliezer, the Kavod Shabbos, we also want it to work. The Kavod Shabbos, we want this Erev to go through. We don't want to mess up your Erev. And Midaraisa does work. Right? You gave money to the baker to buy bread. Midaraisa works. Right? Rabbi Eliezer says, here also Chazal alleviated the Gzera. Here also Chazal said, just like in the four times, Chazal said over here also, let the Kenyan go through and let the bread be his, and therefore he's part of the Erev and everything's good. And Chacham Machalek, obviously, Chacham say no, here's not one of the four times. And the kidney is not going to work because kidney kesef does not work even here. That's the machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Chacham. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitiv. Umaydim b'shar kol adam. Right, and Chacham umaydim b'shar kol adam. If you gave the money, b'shar kol adam, then the money works. Then the erev works, because you don't intend for it to be a Kenyan kesef. You intend it for it to be a meshicha, and the kesef is only there for the services of him going to take care of his erev. Zoktima man sharkol adam. Who is a sharkol adam? I'm a rav balabais. V'chadam ashua balabais. Stam, a regular person who's not a baker. If it's a baker, like I said before in the Mishnah, if it's a baker, we assume that the kesef's payment. If it's stam a person, then the kesef is for the services of him going to take care of it. Damashmul. We only say this by a baker. It does work because it's not a payment. Oh, Shmuel says another qualification here. The only reason why it doesn't work even by a baker, the only reason it doesn't work is because he gave him money. So Kenyan, like we said, Kenyan Kesef does not work on Metatel according to Chachamim. Aval Kli Koine. But if you gave him a Kli, you gave him some sort of an item, then it is Koine. Why? Because then he's not doing Ken Chalipin. Ken Chalipin does work by Metatelin. So therefore it's fine. So then you gave the Nachta and the Kli, and the Yitaka made a Kenyan on the bread. And the bread is yours, and you can join the Erev. So that's what Shmuel says. Aval Kli Koine. Ramashmuel says, even by baker, and you gave him money. Lo yishonu el adam lo zcheli. Right? The only reason why it doesn't work, Chavzeh doesn't work, because he says, let this money be kind of for me, this bread. So then, like we said, money's not kind of, kesef's not kind of. Aval amar aravli, go do an ear for me, and here's money. So the fact is, a baker is not going to cause us a problem, because it's clear from his lashon that he doesn't want the money to be kind. He doesn't want the kesef to be kind of the bread. He says, "Here's money. Go do an ear for me." Okay. So if that's what he says, then he only meant also to use his services. He didn't mean anything else. Shliach shavi v'kani. He only makes him a shliach. And again, the fact that he's a baker is just a coincidence. He doesn't mean to be make payment on the bread. He just means to use him as a shliach to do the ear for him, and the money is a payment for the services. And he has a din like any other person. It's no different than any other person. Okay. Again, Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, because everything we said till now, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to let him know you're doing an erev. When you're using his bread, you don't have to let him know. It's shlomi daita. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo oid. Not only that, ela kol makom sheshana Rabbi Yehuda be'erevin. Anytime Rabbi Yehuda says an erevin, halachik makes. Anytime Rabbi Yehuda speaks an erevin, finished. Halacha is like him, and that's it. Amle Rav Chana Bagdasa L'Rav Yehuda. So he asked him, I'm Shmuel, afilu b'mavo shiyul kareisa v'dechayov. We're going to have later on a Mishnah that says if a mavo falls off, if a lechi falls off the mavo on Shabbos, you can continue to carry in it. So that's what Yehuda says. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yehuda says you can continue to carry. Do we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda even in that? After all, it's a Maseches Erevin. Maseches Erevin, Rabbi Yehuda is the king, right? So is that do we say it over there also? No, he said Amar Lei. No. Be'erevin amarti lecha v'lo b'mechitzis. That's not considered halacha in Erevin, even though it's all Maseches Erevin. But Erevin means Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumin, Erev Shidufim Avoy. So that's what's called Erevin. That's mechitzis. Lechi is a mechitza. Kerz is mechitza. That I would never spoke about that. I never meant that. Okay. Amalei Rav Acha Brei De Rav Olei Rav Ashi. Halacha Michal De Pligi. If you took the time to tell me halacha is a kibbutz over here, obviously chacham achaylik on him, right? That's what you're coming to tell me, that even chacham achaylik on him, tanakam is chaylik on him, still halacha is a kibbutz. In fact, Gemara v'amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi kol makos shabar Rabbi Yehuda emasai ubameh b'mishnaseinu. Every time Rabbi Yehuda says Emesai, meaning when is this said, right? He qualifies a certain statement of Tanakama. When is this said? Or he says, Bameh, meaning, what? Again, it's another lotion of what is this talking about? In our Mishnah, it's only coming to be farish the Chachamim. But he's not chaylik. He's not going to be chaylik. So it's not true. Yeah. So you see, he's not. So what are you telling me? Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was never chaylik and chachamim. There's no machlekes here. Bechal. According to Rabbi Shimon Levi. Fact, Gemara. What do you mean? There's no machlekes? What have we been learning till now? Till now, we learned you have to be madia. V'ha'anantanan. We had learned the previous Mishnah on Daf. On Daf, I intestinal. On Daf payment base. Ha'anantanan. If more people come into the chotzer than never joined the Erev, Moisif, you'll have to be Moisif Mezake. That's if you're using your bread. If you use your bread, you have to Mezake to him, you have to make it theirs. V'tzorch lo'diyah, if you're using their bread, you have to let them know. So what do you mean there's no machlokes here? Rabbi Yehuda says, Be'avilam Shlomi Daitoy, you don't have to let them know. He doesn't have to know about it. And that mission, the payment base, is Tzorch L'Hodiyah. You have to let them, you have to, the new neighbors that came into the neighborhood, you have to let them know that you're using their bread for an Erev. So obviously it is a machlekes. So you want to know, Hasam Bechotzer Shebein Shtei Mavuos. Over there, of course you have to let them know. Because over there, we're talking about a chotzer between two Mavuos. Between two mavois. So now, there, that's not a schir. Because there, if you join one mavoi, if the chotzer now has two choices, chotzer between two mavois. So you could join one mavoi and then seal itself off from the other one. Or join that one so it seals itself off from the first one. Right? So there, you can't tell me, you can't tell me, without your knowledge, I put you along with that mavoi. You can't do that. You have to let me know. So that everybody's masking too. You have to let so that's not a schus. You can't assume that that's where he wants to go. You have to be madim. That's what that mission was talking about. But Rabbi Yehuda over here says ma'arvin shlomi das that you don't have to let him know. Let's talk about a regular chotzer and a mavoi, a regular person in a chotzer that's his only chotzer. So why would he not want to? So there's no machlekes here. That's what Bishur and Levi would learn these mishnayos that there is no machlekes here, right? So again, the question goes back and says, why are you telling me? Halach like Rabbi Yehuda, there is no machlekes here. Frank Gemara, how can you tell me that's the case? Right? You tell me the case of the previous mission is chotzer b'shtei mavuos and there's no machlekes. The Amar of Shizbi, Amar of Chizda, Zois Ames Chaluk of Chavel Rabbi Yehuda. Right? We said before learned the previous daf, the Pei Beis, the Rabbi Yehuda is, before Shah Amayra over there, of Shizbi said, Chaluk of Chavel Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama is yeah Chaluk of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama says, you have to be Medeahim. Right? So there is a machlekes here, meaning Rav Shizbi is saying the what? That no, the previous mission is talking about one chotzer in one mavoi. So you do have to, and you do have to let them. And afapichan, you have to be modia. And there is yamachlekes tanakama because we're stuck here. You can't have it all way. He says Rabbi is not chalek tanakama. He says chaluka. He basically says there are chalukin, right? So something's going to go wrong here. Amarlei, and a better reading is Amarlei. You have on the side Amarlei. Gavra gavra karam is. What do you want from me? You ask your kasha for one amayra to the other amayra. Marsover pligi. One mandamah holds the is a machlekes here. You're right. The is a machlekes here. And when Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, b'medvam amurim, there is a machlekes. Marsover lo pligi. Another mandamah says they're not chaylik. And in the Chacham, the previous Mishnah was talking about chotzer b'shtei mavuos, and Rabbi Yehuda was talking about chotzer and one mavoi, and they're not chaylik each other. I don't know if you want to go weiter, I'm game. But it was earlier, you want to end now? Should go weiter? Whatever you want, it's up to you. I don't know what the usual policy is. You know, I'm always nervous I'm not going to make it. So then, whatever you want. Let's go on, it's a lot of cheshbonis, Taka. So let's go a little further. Gufa. There's a whole Zaytik Indian now. There's a whole new Indian. There's nothing to do with Erevin even. No shach to Erevin, no shach to anything. Gufa, Amar Bishur ben Levi, Komokob Shamar B'yuda, Emasai B'meh, B'mishnaseinu, Enu Lefarsh Divacham. Bishur ben Levi says, every time Rabbi Yehuda says the word Emasai, again, he makes a qualification in the Mishnah. He says, Tanakama says one statement, and the Buddha continues, he says, when is that true? Or he says, Bamedvar Mamurim, again, when is that true? These two different Lashaynas, he's only coming to Mefarish, he's not coming to Bechelik. That's what Rabbi Shuv ben Levi said. Rabbi Eichan Amar, no. Emasa, you're right. Emasa is Lefarish. Bameh, but he says the words Bameh, Bamedvar Mamurim. Then he comes Lachlik. Then he's coming to argue. Fake the Gemara. The Emasai Lefarish. Who? Is that true that Emasai comes to Mefarish Taka to explain Tanakama? Vatnan, we learn the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Eloin Apsulin. These are Psula Edis over here. The Mishnah is going to list a few Psula Edis. Why the Apostle Edis? The Apostle Edis because they're gamblers, and you see that they're Taivas Mamma. I mean, the fact they want to make money causes them to be Oivri Surim. So once it causes them to be Surim, we can't rely on their testimony, we can't rely on their Edis. So Mishnah is going to list a few people who do these type of Averis. Eloin Apsulin, Amasecha Bekuvya. Right, some sort of a gambler, umav beribis. Right, so this person is he's over sum deraisa. Right, he's mav beribis, even ribis derabanan. Mafrichayinim, these are gamblers, like we call nowadays. He gambles on sports or gambles on horse racing. Mafrichayinim, right? He has like some sort of a gambling thing. Vesech shvius, people do business in pairs of shvius, which is an iser to do a schayra. To do business using those type of pairs, all these people are over Isurim for money. Once they're over Isurim for money, we don't rely on their testimony because again they would lie in order to give edus. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says, "Emasai, when is that true? Bizman she'ain lo umnos elahi." That's only true, and this is his main parnasa. His main parnasa is the gambling. That's mamash what he does for a living all day long. But if he has another job, he has a daytime job. Only at night for relaxation and entertainment, he does on the side. He does gambling or he does some other business that's not api halacha. There, hareza kosher. There, Rabbi Yehuda says he's considered to be kosher le'edus. There is kosher le'edus. So again, Rabbi Yehuda, what is he doing over here? He's qualifying halach of Tanakama. Good. So maybe who is he? Chaylik? Is he coming to Mefarish? What's the din? V'atani ala b'braisa, and he says it says the braisa and that mishnah v'chachamim oimrim bein she'ein lo umnos elahi, whether he does this is the only job ubein she'yesh lo umnos shelohi, or maybe he has another job but he does this on the side. Either way, harei's apostle, right? You see chacham chaylik Rabbi Yehuda. So how can you tell the emasai is a qualification? You see clearly it's a qualification that he's not chaylik, right? But you see clear over here in the braisa. The chacham are chaylik on him. So that's it. I answered the Gemara. No, that braisa where you see chacham are chaylik, it's not chachamim. It's not the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. Meaning again, really, Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. We find in the braisa the chacham are chaylik of Rabbi Yehuda. That's not the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. That's different Tanoim. Who's that? Hahi the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tarfani. That's that Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Matarfim. The Tanya. Now get ready for this. This is a whole left field over here. The Tanya, Amir Rabbi Yehuda Matarfim, Le'olam Ein Echabem Nazir. This is talking about a case where two people are sitting in a park bench and there's a person approaching them from far away, and they can't tell who it is, or they can't tell. Well, we'll see. Because so that one person says to another, I bet you that guy is a nazir, and if he is, I'm also a nazir. And the other person says, I bet you the guy is not a nazir, and if he is, if he's not, then I'm a nazir. I mean, they make a bet. They make a bet whether or not that person approaching them is a nazir or not. That's what the Bryce is talking about. So what's the halacha? Now, one of them should be a nazir. Because if the guy comes closer and they ask him, excuse me, sir, are you a nazir or not? He's going to say either he's yes, a nazir, and then Reuven is a nazir. Or he's saying, no, he's not a nazir, and then Shimon is a nazir. One of those two should be a nazir. Rabbi Yehuda Tarfon says, no. Le'olam ein echad mehem nazir. Neither of them is a nazir. Neither is a nazir. But if you she'ein nazir, she'la flaw. Right, he has to be soimach as das. Right, he made a bet with someone else. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. He wasn't Samech. A Nazir has to be something that you say, I am a Nazir. You say it without any gambling involved, without any futuristic plans involved. You say, I'm a Nazir. If you say, I'm a Nazir, because I bet you the Yankees are going to win, otherwise I'll be a Nazir. All right? You can't do that. That's gambling, and that doesn't count. So what do you see from Atarfan? You see from Atarfan that gambling is not called Tzmichas Das. That if you gamble, something's going to happen, right? If you gamble that something's going to happen, you don't really mean it. So now, what happens when you gamble for money? What happens if you gamble for money? Right? You play a gambling game, right? Or you play you bet on sports. You bet on sports a dollar, right? And then the Yankees lose. So you didn't really mean it. You didn't want to give him the dollar, but it's going to happen, right? He's going to take it. Your friend you gambled with, or you gambled with, is going to take it. So that's gneva. If you meant it, why is gambling called gzela? Because something called a smachta kanya, not smachta kanya, right? Something called, did you really mean it? Were you soymech on this, that if Taka lose, you're going to give the money away? If Taka win, he's going to give you the money. Were you soymech on that? Did you mean that decisively? The answer is, Rav Tarman holds, a smachta lo kanya. That it doesn't work. If asmachta kanya, gambling is not stealing. If asmachta lo kanya, if you didn't mean it, then really he's taking your money away, he's stealing your money. Because you never meant to give it to him. So that's what he's saying over here. Alma kema de besapkele inazir loy nazir. Who? Lo meshabe nafshe. He didn't mean it. He didn't completely give himself over to make himself a nazir. If he is that fellow is a nazir, he's not a nazir. That's not what he meant. He didn't really mean it. It was just in jest what he was saying. He wasn't completely giving himself over. Hachanami came to the kari loy kari lugamar makne. He didn't mean to be makne over to him the money, and therefore it's stealing, and therefore he's possible to aid this. And therefore he's possible to aid this, even if he has another job on the side. Because he's stealing at night. He's stealing in his side job. Right? So that's the Tana of the Braisa. The Tana of the Braisa says, that whether or not he has a side job or not, he's possible to aid this, because that Tana holds gambling is stealing. So he's a ganav. A ganav is not as possible to aid this. Right, so that's the beauty of Tafran. That's his own cheetah. Mashiach, the Tanakam in the Mishnah holds gambling is not stealing. Kasmachta kanya, so gambling is not stealing. So there we say that if he has a side job, he's koshulaitis. He's not a ganav. If that's his whole parnasa, so he's a ganav anyway. Without gambling, he's mistama ganav. So he's gambling is already a shady character. A shady character is mipasulaitis. So that's why. So and Rabbi is not chalek in Tanakama, and the Brisa is his own. A separate time of Bida Amar Rav Tarfon. Hanukh Haloin.
Are you attaching this to the Kenyan that we're trying to make on the Eirim?
No. No, absolutely not.
And there it won't work.
Absolutely not. No.